弟兄姊妹、慕道朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我哋同嘅嚟到去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，实在感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你，我哋能够有生命，喺今天嘅主日早上嚟到去朝见敬拜我主我神。
We thank you that you give us life and breath to come to your temple to worship you, our Lord, our God.
天父感谢你嚟到去。藉着主耶稣基督在十字架上面成就救恩，将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救过来。
We thank you for the salvation accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross to save us from sins and transgressions.
求主耶稣基督宝血再次洁净同我们的一切的罪过犯和罪恶。
May the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions.
让我们无拦阻的来到去亲近神。
So that we can come to draw near to you without hindrances.
天父上帝，你唔单止藉着主耶稣基督拯救咗我哋。
Heavenly Father, you not only saved us through our Lord Jesus Christ.
你更加留下你宝贵嘅话语。
You also have left us your precious word.
因为你嘅话系灵系生命。
Because your word is spirit is life.
你嘅话更加系真理。
Your word is the truth.
因为真理唔单止叫我哋得以自由。
Truth does not only set us free,
真理更加叫我们能够可以成圣
but it also sanctifies us.
天父求你来到去帮助以利亚每一位的肢体
Heavenly Father, may you help each one of us in Jireh Fellowship.
也求真理的圣灵引导我进入真理的当中
May the Spirit of Truth guide us into the truth.
以至到无论讲的听的都同得造就
so that the one who speaks and those who listen can be edified.
我们这样祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名
Our prayer and thanksgiving are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 使徒保罗在整卷的哥林多后书
In the book of 2 Corinthians,
他用了相当多的篇幅去回应假教师对他诸多的批评和攻击。
The Apostle Paul went to great lengths to respond to the many criticisms and assaults from false teachers.
无论保罗的外表、言谈举止
，Whether it's Paul's appearance, the way he talked, and
以至到他所传讲主耶稣基督并他钉十字架的福音。
And the gospel that he preached about the Lord Jesus and him crucified
都被假教师所诟病
were causes for the false teachers to find fault with.
假教师企图透过哥林多的信徒去攻击保罗
The false teachers intended to attack Paul through the apostle Paul.
让保罗的诚信是被污蔑
so that his integrity would be smeared.
以致到哥林多信徒唔再信任保罗
，so that the believers in the church of Corinth would not trust Paul anymore.
假教师最终嘅目的
，the ultimate goal of the false teachers
系要哥林多教会离开纯正嘅信仰
，was for the church of Corinth to depart from the pure faith，
从而将教会带到异端邪说嘅地步。
So as to lead the church into the area of heresy.
正如在上两次的证道提过
As I mentioned in my previous two sermons.
当保罗被人攻击的时候
When Paul was attacked.
虽然他令他身心是非常的疲乏
Although he was exhausted in body and spirit.
即使是这样
Even so.
保罗绝对不介意自己个人的荣辱得失
Paul did not care at all about his personal gains and losses.
但是
But
作为神的仆人
As a servant of God
传福音的使者
The ambassador of God's gospel
教会的属灵领袖
The spiritual leader of church
倘若保罗的诚信是受到质疑的话
If Paul's integrity was being questioned
那他在教会的服侍
Then his service in the church
将会是受到极大的冲击
would be greatly impacted.
不单止他的服侍是没有果效
not only would his service be invalid,
神的名亦不得到荣耀
God's name would also not be glorified.
對保羅來講
，to Paul，
服事上嘅誠信
，the integrity in serving God
係非常嘅重要
，was very important，
因為神睇重服事佢嘅人嘅誠信
，because God cares a lot about the integrity of the people who serve Him。
誠信係知道誠實正直。
Integrity means honesty, uprightness，
而且恪守道德的規範。
And also with a strict observance of moral values。
誠信亦可以指到品格上邊嘅純正。
Integrity can also mean being pure or upright in character。
詩篇嘅作者亦都曾經用心中嘅純正去形容大衛作屬靈嘅領袖。
The psalmist also describes the spiritual leader David as being upright, as having an upright heart, as in the ESV version.
佢點樣去牧養以色列嘅百姓
？How he was shepherding the people of Israel.
詩篇78:72呢度講到。
In Psalm 78:72，
於是他按心中的純正牧養他們，用手中的巧妙引導他們。
He shepherded them with an upright heart.
而當神應許所羅門堅固他的國位的時候呢
？When God promised that He would establish His royal throne，
列王記上有咁樣嘅記載。
There is such a record in 1 Kings。
喺列王記上嘅9:4-5呢度咁樣講。
In 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 4 and 5，
你若效法你父大卫，存诚信正直的心行在我面前，遵行我一切所吩咐的，谨守我的律例典章。
As for you, if you walk before me in integrity of heart and uprightness, as David your father did, and do all I command and observe my decrees and laws，
我就必堅固你的國位在以色列中直到永遠。
I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever。
咁所以神看重服侍佢嘅人嘅誠信。
Therefore, God values the integrity of people who serve Him。
意思係服侍佢嘅人需要誠實正直。
That means people who serve Him must be honest and upright。
而且必須絕對冇偽善嘅心態
，without a trace of hypocrisy in mentality。
記得主耶穌喺馬太福音23責備法利賽人同埋文士。
Matthew 23， the Lord Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and scribes。
呢啲法利賽人經常嘅教訓以色列人要遵行神嘅律例典章。
These Pharisees always taught the Israelites to observe the laws and decrees of God.
主耶穌對眾人同埋門徒講
，The Lord Jesus said to the people and his disciples，
呢啲法利賽人所講嘅，你哋要去遵守。
Do whatever these Pharisees teach。
不過
，But
不要效法他們的行為。
Do not follow the examples of what they do，
因為他們能說不能行。
Because they can only pay lip service to it。
最近睇到有一個外國嘅政黨嘅領袖嘅新聞嘅報導。
Recently, I saw a news article about a foreign political party leader。
當初佢出道嘅時候
，At the start of his political career，
佢所帶領嘅政黨標榜住廉潔誠實。
The political party that he led claimed that they were free from corruption and being honest。
但係到最近
，But recently，
呢位嘅政黨領袖被控貪污舞弊。
This political leader was accused of corruption。
換句話講
，In other words，
佢所講嘅同佢所做嘅
，What he talked about and what he did
係完全嘅兩回事。
Were totally two different things。
佢嘅誠信係蕩然無存。
His integrity is totally lost。
最後佢亦都可能因為貪污而鋃鐺入獄。
at the end, perhaps he would be put in prison because of corruption.
政治的前途亦都隨之結束。
And his political career would come to an end.
所以誠信不單止對世人來說，對基督徒來說都是非常的重要。
Therefore, integrity is very important to people of the world and as well as to Christians.
而牧養的工作亦都需要誠信。
And the work of shepherding needs integrity.
傳講真理亦都需要誠信。
And also preaching the truth needs integrity.
傳揚主耶穌基督赦罪的福音亦都要誠信。
Preaching the gospel of the forgiveness of sins of the Lord Jesus Christ also requires integrity.
換句話講，
In other words,
今日無論我哋喺邊一個嘅服事嘅崗位，
Today, no matter what role of service we are in,
都需要有誠實正直嘅心態。
We should have the mentality of being honest and uprightness.
以至所傳講嘅，
So that what we proclaim
能夠有生命流露，以至嚟到去做。
Can be proven by the manifestation of our life.
正如較早前所提到，
As what I mentioned earlier,
神同樣的體重服侍祂的人的誠信。
God also values a lot the integrity of the people who serve Him.
誠信對於保羅的服侍是非常的重要。
Integrity is very important in the service of Paul.
因為沒有了誠信，
Because without integrity,
他的服事就會完結。
His service would come to an end.
我們首先將今天早上正道的經文同心同聲地讀出。
Let's read today's sermon scriptures together.
是記載在哥林多後書的五章十一到十七節。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 to 17.
《哥林多後書》的五章十一節，我們既知道主是可畏的，所以勸人，但我們在神面前是顯明的，盼望在你們良心裡也是顯明的。我們不是向你們再舉薦自己，乃是叫你們因我們有可夸之處，不憑外心夸口的人有言可答。我們若果癲狂，是為神，若果緊守，是為你們。原來基督的愛激勵我們，因我們想一人既替眾人死，眾人就都死了，並且他替眾人死，是叫那活著的人不再為自己活，那為替他們死而復活的主活。所以我們從今以後不憑著外貌，雖然憑著外貌認過基督，如今卻不再這樣認他了。若有人在基督裏，他就是新造的人，都變成新的了。
Since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience.We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced thatOne died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.The old has gone, the new has come.
整段的经文是保罗回应假教师质疑他的诚信所作的回应。
The entire passage is about Paul's response to the questioning from the false teachers.
亦都可以说是保罗在神面前捍卫他自己的诚信。
You can also say that it is Paul's defense for himself, for his integrity before God.
當中包括六個理由。
There are six reasons.
第一個嘅理由。
The first reason.
保羅尊崇神。
Paul's reference to God.
呢度五章嘅十一節係接續住五章十節所提到嘅。
Chapter 5 verse 11 is a continuation of chapter 5 verse 10.
將來每一個屬主嘅人都要喺基督嘅台前嚟到交帳。
In future, everyone who belongs to Christ will have to give an account before the judgment seat of Christ.
十一節提到主是可畏的。
Verse 11 tells us that God is an awesome God.
嗰個意思唔係話我哋好驚或者我哋懼怕。
It's not just the worldly meaning of being afraid.
意思是我们尊崇神、敬拜神、我们爱神。
It means that we have a reverence for God, we worship God, we love God.
好像正如箴言九章十节所说。
As it is written in Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding.
在《使徒行传》的九章三十一节也都讲到了。
In Acts chapter 9 verse 13.
那里讲到犹太人、加利利人、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安。
It tells that all people in all the areas of Galilee and other areas have peace.
他们被建立。
They were established.
凡事敬畏主
，and they feared the Lord，
亦都凭着圣灵，佢哋得到安慰
，and through the Holy Spirit they were comforted。
咁所以呢度讲到嘅可畏系讲到尊崇神、敬拜神、爱神。
Therefore, here when it talks about fearing God, it means having a reverence for God and worship God and love God。
咁但系接住落嚟咧
，and it continues to say
經文嗰度講到，所以勸人。
It tells us we try to persuade men。
正確嘅解釋係保羅請求哥林多嘅信徒對保羅喺誠信上邊咧。
It means that when Paul made an appeal to the people in the Corinthian church，
作一個有利於保羅嘅。
To make a favorable judgment on account of Paul's integrity.
換句話講,
in other words,
保羅懇請哥林多信徒對佢嘅誠信作一個有利嘅判斷。
Paul was pleading with the believers in the church of Corinth to make a favorable judgment.
因為佢哋同保羅一齊相處有十八個月嘅時間。
Because they had been with Paul for a period of 18 months.
他们清楚保罗的行事为人。
They were very clear of Paul's character.
因为他们更加深知道保罗是一位爱神、尊崇神的。
They knew very well that Paul loved God and honored God.
保罗绝对的不希望因着他的诚信受质疑而让神的名是蒙羞。
Paul was unwilling that because of his integrity being questioned, and so as to put shame to God's name.
保罗第二个要捍卫佢嘅诚信嘅理由咧
？The second reason for Paul to defend his integrity
系为着教会嘅缘故。
Was for the sake of the church.
保罗深知道对佢嘅诽谤同埋指控。
Paul knew very well that the defamation and allegations against him
最终是会伤害教会
ultimately would hurt the church
因为倘若在教会里头
because in the church
有相信这些对保罗的诽谤
there were people who believed in the defamation of Paul
亦都会有一班不相信
and
对保罗的诽谤的
And there was another group of people who would not believe in the defamation.
这样会造成教会的分裂。
This would cause the church to split.
另一方面呢
On the other hand,
倘若保罗的诚信受到质疑
If Paul's integrity was being questioned,
又或者保罗不再受到信任
Or Paul was no longer trusted,
信徒的属灵的生命也都会受到窒碍。
the spiritual life of the believers would be impeded.
意志不能够成长。
So that it would not grow.
因为保罗一切的启示是从神而来。
Because all the revelations of Paul came from God.
正如保罗自己所讲，他曾经被提到第三层的天。
As Paul once said, he had the experience of being lifted to the third heaven.
在哥林多后书的十二章这里讲到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it tells us,
我认得一个在基督里的人，他前十四年被提到第三层天上去。
I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven.
他被提到乐园里听见隐蔽的言语是人不可说的。
Was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell.
保罗更讲到他所传的福音是直接从基督所得来的启示。
Paul also says that the gospel that he preached was direct revelation from Christ.
在加拉太书的一章十一、十二节这里讲到。
In Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12,
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。
I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up.
因为我不是从人领受的。
I did not receive it from any man.
也不是人教导我的，乃是从基督耶稣启示来的。
Nor was I taught it, rather I received it by revelation from Christ Jesus.
要知道保罗是新约的十三封书信的作者。
We should know that Paul is the author of the 13 epistles in the New Testament.
若保罗不被信任，
If Paul was not trusted,
能够令属灵的生命成长的真理又会从哪里而来呢？
Then where can we get the truth from, that would enable us to have spiritual growth?
教会的群体必定大受冲击。
The church community would be greatly impacted.
传扬基督的福音亦都必定受到阻碍。
And the preaching of the gospel of Christ would be hindered.
哥林多后书五章十二节呢度讲到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 12,
我们不是向你们再举荐自己，乃是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人。
We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart.
保罗不希望教会受到亏损。
Paul did not want the church to suffer loss.
所以在五章十二节提到，我们不是向你们再举荐自己。
Therefore, in chapter 5, verse 12, he says, We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again.
因为之前的哥林多后书的三章一节，他被诬告。
Because in the previous passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, he was falsely accused.
我们岂是又举荐自己么？
Are we beginning to commend ourselves again?
因为保罗每次为自己申辩的时候呢，
Because every time when Paul defended for himself,
他所讲的，
What he said,
都会被扭曲，
Would be twisted,
成为假教师向他攻击的材料，
To become subjects for false teachers to attack him.
临后的五章十二节的意思呢，
The meaning of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 12,
是保罗不会向诽谤他的人再作解释。
Is that Paul would not make a defense again to the people who defamed him.
相反来说，
On the contrary,
保罗希望哥林多的信徒能够为他们去申辩。
Paul was hoping that the believers in the church of Corinth would defend for him.
就正如刚才所提到，
As what I mentioned,
因为他们认识保罗的行事为人。
Because they knew very well how, what a person Paul was.
信徒是可以为保罗作客观的辩解。
The believers would make an objective defense for Paul.
攻击保罗的这班的假教师呢？
The false teachers who attacked Paul.
他们是犹太律法的主义者。
They were the Judaizers.
他们认为得救是要加上德行。
They believed that for a person to be saved, there must be works.
要加上好似割禮。
And also circumcision.
其實佢哋只不過係一班行事只憑外貌，不憑內心嘅偽善之徒。
As a matter of fact, they were hypocrites who only counted the outward deeds with no regard of the heart.
保羅知道判斷保羅嘅係主自己。
Paul knew very well that it was the Lord himself that made the judgment.
在臨後十章十八節講到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 18.
因為蒙悅立的不是自己稱許的，乃是主所稱許的。
For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends.
但是為著教會的緣故。
But for the sake of the church.
哥林多信徒當為保羅來到去辯解。
The believers in the church of Corinth would have to defend for Paul.
以免教會日後被假教師所摧毀。
In order to avoid the church being destroyed by false teachers.
保羅要捍衛他的誠信的第三個理由。
The third reason for Paul to defend his integrity.
是他忠於真理。
The reason is he remained faithful to the truth.
《哥林多後書》的五章十三節，我們若果癲狂是為神，若果謹守是為你們。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13, If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you.
保羅對真理的熱心。
Paul's zeal towards the truth.
皆因真理的真實性和可信性。
Is because of the reality and the credibility of truth.
令佢冇任何嘅懷疑。
So that there was no ground for any doubt.
正如喺羅馬書，保羅咁樣嚟到講。
As what Paul says in Romans.
羅馬書嘅一章十六節，我不以福音為恥，這福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是猶太人，後是希利尼人。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
在哥林多後書的四章十三節，這裡講到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13,
但我們既有信心，正如經上記著說，我因信，所以如此說話，我們也信，所以也說話。
It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak.
保罗为到主耶稣基督赦罪的福音大发热心。
Paul was very zealous for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin.
被犹太人视之为疯狂。
He was regarded as insane by Jews.
在《使徒行传》的26章记载到保罗在亚基帕王面前的辩解。
In Acts 26, there's a record of Paul defending himself before King Agrippa.
在当中，保罗宣讲主耶稣基督赦罪的福音。
He proclaimed the gospel of the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of sins.
他被菲斯都责备他是癫狂。
He was rebuked by Festus as insane.
在《使徒行传》二十六章廿四节讲到保罗这样分数，菲斯都大声说：保罗，你癫狂了吧？你的学问太大，反叫你癫狂了。
In Acts chapter 26, verse 24, at this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. You are out of your mind, Paul, he shouted. Your great learning is driving you insane.
但保罗的回应呢?
But this is Paul's response.
保罗说, 菲斯都大人, 我不是癫狂, 我说的乃是真实明白话。
Paul says, I am not insane, most excellent Festus, Paul replied.What I am saying is true and reasonable.
其实主耶稣和施洗约翰也同样因着宣讲福音的缘故。
Just like the John the Baptist, for the sake of proclaiming the gospel,
他们被视为癫狂或者是被鬼附。
The Lord Jesus was regarded as insane or demon possessed.
当主耶稣回到他自己的家乡加百隆,
When the Lord Jesus returned to his hometown Capernaum,
正当他在屋里聚集的时候，
when he was gathering in a house,
马可福音三章二十一节这里记载到，
it's recorded in Mark chapter 3 verse 21,
耶稣的亲属听见就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said he is out of his mind.
同样的，施洗约翰当讲到天国的福音，也被视之为被鬼附。
Similarly, when John the Baptist preached the gospel of the heavenly kingdom, he was regarded as being demon possessed.
当保罗宣讲主耶稣基督赦罪的福音。
When Paul proclaimed the gospel of the forgiveness of sins of the Lord Jesus,
他会大胆毫无保留地来到去讲。
He would boldly proclaim it without any reservation.
就正如刚才所提到他在亚基帕王面前所宣讲的。
Just as what he proclaimed before the King Agrippa, just what we mentioned.
但是当他要跟信徒去谈道的时候呢，
But when he was preaching the gospel to the believers,
他也有他那份的温柔、谦虚和自制。
He would also show his side of being gentle, humble, and self-controlled.
他为的是要让信徒不单止明白真理。
In order that the believers would understand the truth.
更加让信徒看到保罗对真理的身体力行。
And also for them to see that Paul was what Paul was doing because of the gospel.
以致到他们的属灵的生命得以造就。
So that their spiritual life would be built up.
保罗为到他自己的诚信要捍卫的第四个理由呢？
The fourth reason for Paul to defend his own integrity.
因为他对主耶稣基督的爱是满有的感激。
Because he was full of gratitude to the Lord Jesus' love.
在哥林多后书的五章十四节这里讲到，
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14,
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died.
五章十四节头的一句。
The first statement in chapter 5 verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们。
For Christ's love compels us.
保罗要捍卫他的诚信。
Paul had to defend his integrity.
乃是因主耶稣基督的爱所催逼。
It's because he was compelled by the love of Christ.
因着主耶稣基督在十字架上所彰显的大爱。
Because of the great love demonstrated by the Lord Jesus on the cross,
以致我们的罪得着赦免。
We can receive forgiveness of sins.
得蒙救赎。
We can be redeemed.
正正因为主耶稣基督救赎的大爱。
Just because of the great sacrificial redeeming love of the Lord Jesus.
好让我们甘心乐意义无反顾的去愿意忠心顺服祂的带领。
We can be willingly and without looking back faithfully submit to his leading.
并且依靠祂跟随祂。
And also will rely on him and follow him.
愿意活出圣洁的人生。
And willing to live out a life of holiness.
五章十四节的下半节。
Chapter 5 verse 14b.
因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died.
这里一人是指主耶稣基督为到众人死。
The word one refers to the Lord Jesus died for all.
众人是指我们一班相信基督的罪人。
All means we sinners who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
基督在十字架上成为我们的挽回祭。
The Lord Jesus has become an atoning sacrifice on the cross for us.
罗马书的六章三节这里讲到。
Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死么？
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
这里这节经文不是说所讲的受洗，不是指到水礼。
the baptism talked about in this passage does not refer to baptism by water.
乃是比喻我们信主的基督徒。
It is an analogy for us who is converted to Christ.
在属灵上的浸入基督里面。
Spiritually, we are immersed in Christ.
意思是与基督联合和认同。
It means we identify with the union with Christ.
而浸入和认同是指到基督受洗和复活。
And the immersion means we identify with the death and resurrection of Christ.
在林后五章十四节提到，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14, one died for all and therefore all died.
当我们相信基督那一刻，
At the moment of our conversion to Christ,
我们的旧人已经与基督一同钉死在十字架上面。
Our old self has been nailed to the cross with Christ.
正如罗马书的六章六节所讲到，
As it is written in Romans chapter 6 verse 6,
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再作罪的奴仆。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
保罗在临后的六五章十四节提到，
In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14,
一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
One died for all, and therefore all died.
深信保罗为此而深受感动和激励。
I believe that Paul was deeply stirred and touched by this.
就正如保罗在罗马书五章八节所讲。
As what Paul says in Romans chapter 5 verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还作罪人的时候，
While we were still sinners,
基督就为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
Christ died for our sins on the cross.
基督既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Christ died for all, and therefore all died.
保罗深觉他竟然自己在众人的行列当中他有份。
Paul was aware that among the many people he was there being saved.
无怪乎保罗讲到自己。
No wonder when Paul talked about himself.
在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯。
He says, "Of sinners, I am the worst, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy."
在临前的十五章十节，保罗亦都提到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, Paul also says,
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是爱，乃是神的恩典与我同在。
But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them.Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me.
保罗因着他尊崇神，
Because of Paul's reference to God,
而且更为到教会的合一，
And for the sake of the unity of the church,
更因为他忠于真理，
And because of his faithfulness to the truth,
并且感激基督甘愿背负他的罪债而死在十字架上。
And his gratitude for Christ who carried his sin burden and died on the cross.
以致保罗愿意不惜代价的去捍卫他服事上面的圣信。
Therefore, Paul would meet all costs to defend his integrity in serving God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
无论在任何的情况底下，
No matter what situation,
在跟随主、服侍主，
In following the Lord and serving the Lord,
我们必须要有诚信，
We should have integrity,
诚实正直，
Being honest and upright,
心中纯正是神所喜悦的，
To have an upright heart is pleasing to God.
临后的五章十五到十七节，我得留到下次的正道才说。
I will talk about 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17 in my next sermon.
但在结束之前，我希望我们能够同声同心地读出临后的五章十五节。
But before I finish, I hope that we can read together 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
我们一同起立，我们唱回应诗，为耶稣而活。
Let us stand and sing the responding hymn, Living for Jesus. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises. As it is written,
原來基督的愛激勵我們。
For Christ's love compels us.
因為我們想。
Because we consider.
一人既替眾人死。
One died for all.
眾人就都死。
And therefore all died.
天父實在感謝你，主耶穌基督為我們被釘死在十字架上面。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross on our account.
讓我們的罪惡過犯都被得以塗抹。
So that all our sins and transgressions can be wiped out.
天父，求你去幫助我們。
Heavenly Father, help us.
我們一生不要忘記主耶穌基督在我們所身上所成就的。
Help us not to forget what the Lord Jesus has accomplished on us.
因為我們是主耶穌基督寶血重價所買贖的。
Because we are bought at a price by the precious blood of Christ.
我們如今活著，不再為自己而活。
Now we live in our body not for ourselves,
乃為替我們死而復活的主活。
But for the Lord who died and was raised again.
天父，求你去幫助我們。
Heavenly Father, help us.
讓我們在地上寄居的日子。
In our in the remainder of our life on earth.
我們要有我們的誠實正直。
We should have integrity and be upright.
以致到我哋能够真系将神你生命嘅道显明喺呢个世代当中。
So that we can manifest your word in the world.
以致到荣耀归过俾天上嘅父神。
So that glory can be given to the Heavenly Father.
感谢天父嚟到垂听我哋嘅祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer.
我哋祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated. Thank you.